Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And through the miracle that is being parents, we're both kind of sick. Well, I'm sick. You kind of have a cough.
I have a whittle cough.
Yes, I have a little
whittle cough.
I have a little cough that magically appeared 5 minutes before we decided we were going to record. Or we're planning to record.
Right. Yeah. We planned the whole thing out, and then, like, I was kind of feeling like shit yesterday when we planned on physically getting together so we were in the same room. And then I woke up this morning, and I still feel like it. I am absolutely just trash right now. Like, I've got that weird pressure feeling in my stomach, or not my stomach, my chest. You know what I mean? Like, no wheezing or anything like that, but I don't know.
That's not good.
That shit in my chest got some shit on its chest.
Yeah, that's never enjoyable. And apologies if you guys can hear my kids yelling in the background. but, you know, it just adds some flavor.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the natural background noise of parenting in general. There's just all sorts of shit going on all the time.
Yeah, and it's fun, you know. Screaming, pulling hair, trying to put water everywhere it's not supposed to be.
Trying to put pants on, you know.
Yeah. So we are using some new software to record today.
And hopefully it's better.
Yeah. So it sounds like we're together. So we're using Zencastr. And this is the first time we've used this between ourselves. And so I have the link open, and all of a sudden, Ben starts talking in my kitchen. I'm just sitting here, and I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. I log onto the thing. I hear a whole bunch of kids screaming in the background. I'm like, hello, Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I was just like, what is happening? Because I didn't realize that that's how this was. I thought this was you do a Skype call, and it pulls the audio. Because I'm an idiot, and I don't understand how technology works.
Well, you know, I'm getting used to this, too. So I have heard of Zencastr a lot, and I think it was about 2 years ago, I set one up to try it out, and I just didn't have the brain space or something to actually figure out how it works. And then, so we met a guy named Kevin at the Philly Podfest.
Kevin Gallagher,
and he does the Everything is Awesome podcast, which you should totally go find on iTunes and subscribe, because the next episode coming out, I think it's the next episode coming out, is the interview with me, and it's dope.
Yeah, you were just
on. We got to talk about podcasting and that sort of thing, and you and I will be on soon to chat more in the realm of parenting and stuff like that, but it's definitely a cool show, and it was the first time that I've actually used Zencastr, and we actually talked about it for a couple of minutes before we started to record, and it looks great, it sounds great, and so why not give it a shot for our show?
Yeah, it makes it way easier, so I don't have to have you on Skype or FaceTime, like, propped up against my microphone like a couple of idiots.
Yeah, like some sketchy shit going on.
It's only taken us 4 years to figure out how to properly record an episode. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I mean, see, that's the awesome thing, and something that we should do more as far as hanging out with other podcasters, talking with other podcasters, that sort of thing. You know, I've done a couple of talks at, like, Dad 2.0 and stuff like that about podcasting, and one of the things that I like to say is, you know, one of the most important things you can do is don't be a stranger. Get to know other podcasters and stuff, because they may be doing something that would work amazing for you, and you just haven't found it yet. And you might be doing something that would be amazing for them, and they just haven't found it yet. So having that intercommunication between podcasters and being able to share stuff like that is dope.
So I was texting my wife because my dog ran out the doggy door, and I can't exactly go get him.
Run, Dubsy, run! Escape the madness.
Yeah, she's probably not even going to see my text in the other room. I'm just going to start screaming the dogs outside.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah, here, I can mute your microphone for a second if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
This is awesome.
Okay. All right, he's muted, so he's going to go yell at his wife or whatever.
Sorry.
You good?
Hang on. Did you hear me? Dubsy went outside!
I'm just going to leave the mic on because this is hilarious.
Shut up, Ben.
No, this is good. I like this. This is good.
Yeah, anyway, I'm being ignored while the dog runs away.
So last week we were talking about back to school stuff because I started having that weird, those weird emotional feelings that parents tend to get when their kid is going to be going to actual school soon.
Yes.
And, but you just had the first week back of school for Sophia.
Yeah, we did.
How'd it go?
It went well, as my kids cry in the background and throw tantrums. Now I have to remember the first week. I mean, we got up and out the door every day okay. If you guys remember from last year... In case you guys are wondering, Sophia just hurt Maddie.
Aww.
Maddie, come here. Mommy's just getting Dubsy. Daddy's doing a show. So, you guys are hearing parenting, right? Right here. What happened?
He just hurt me with the stick.
She hurt you with the stick?
Yeah.
Okay, are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, where does it hurt?
Right here.
Okay, did it stop?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Thank you. Bye-bye. See? That's all you gotta do.
So that's parenting in action right here. If any episode out of all of our episodes should be listened to by people who are about to be parents, it's probably this one now.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Here's how you deal with this. Here's the five basic questions you ask when somebody has a boo-boo. And just ask those five questions. You don't even have to say anything else, and then it'll sort itself out.
Just that. We got up, got on the bus, okay, all week. And if you guys remember from last school year, the bus was a bit of an issue with her behavior, you know, getting written up and all that. So no write-ups. She made a point to tell us every day, I didn't get written up today, which was nice. The downside, her two best friends that were on the bus last year, one who lives across the street, she moved to Florida. And the other one who lives around the corner, I think, transferred to the local school district away from the charter. So her two bus friends are no longer on the bus, which stinks.
Yeah, that'll be interesting figuring out, you know, it's one of the things low on my list to figure out for when she starts school, but doing bus rides, I'm not really sure, like, I think I'm just going to have to put myself in a situation and just do it because I'm not sure how do I explain it beforehand.
I mean, yeah, that was interesting last year. And I mean, I remember getting her on the bus the first day, like I was in tears just cause you know, it's new, it's different. You don't know what's happening. It's pretty, you know, emotional and scary cause it's like, you're putting it on a bus with someone you don't know. But you know, then you get used to it. Like we have the same bus drivers this year as we did last year, which is nice.
Yeah, that's convenient because a familiar face, I think, is kind of key to them starting to trust the whole process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, Sarah, they're fine. They're fine. Maddie already came in and cried. I know.
It got sorted out.
Live on air.
Live on air. The sorting out of my injured children. They may have hurt each other.
Anyway, so yeah, she was good on the bus all week. She's actually not, no one from her class, from her kindergarten class is in her first grade class. So that's, you know, interesting. Her teacher was out the last 2 days of the week for a personal thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, so far it seemed to go well. I mean, I'm sure we're going to learn a lot, you know, moving forward, you know, once we really get into it. Hopefully this year her teacher doesn't change halfway through like last year, because I think that was a bit of an issue. But, you know, first week, trying to get back in the habit.
Like, yes,
exactly. Exactly. Like Sister Act 2. Back in the habit.
Exactly.
You know, it's a lot like last year with the getting up in the morning is still like the first 2 days she was up real early. Other days she was not. So, you know, it's just trying to get back in that swing of everybody up, everybody get showered, everybody get dressed, and let's get out the damn door.
Right. And just a regular schedule in general.
And we plus the. So we have the bus app, which is not working right now because we have to re-sign up for it, and we have to get a, what's it called? We have to get like a student ID number from the local district, not her student ID number for her school, to use the app, which we don't have. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So the bus pickup time last year was like 7, was it like 7:19 around there, or like 7:17? So we were used to that, and this year it's 7:30, so it's 10 minutes later. Yet, she's been showing up increasingly earlier. So Friday, like, Sarah and Maddie are in the car, like, about to pull out of the driveway, and me and Sophia, it's 7:21, are like, we're on the front porch, about to walk out, and Sarah stops and is, like, yelling, the bus is coming. And I'm like, right. I specifically asked the bus driver on Tuesday. I said, the bus pickup time says 7:30. It's 7:25. The next day was 7:23. I'm like, I'm like, come on. You can't just show up. Like, it says 7:30. You need to show up at the time. You can't show up early. Like, that early.
Or at least do the courtesy on, like, the thing that tells you what time. Just be like, 7:30-ish. And like, the ish on the end gives you, like, a 10-minute window on either end.
And I mean, you know? I understand there's going to be, you know, traffic or things that'll change it by, like, a minute or two. But this was almost 10 minutes. And if we weren't out there, she would have just rolled by. So, you know, that's been the biggest adjustment, is what I could say. But, you know, we're back. We're doing it. We're doing the things.
You're doing it. You're perfecting that hustle, I think is what they say.
Something like that. That parenting hustle.
Something like that. So speaking of going back to school, my wife actually shared this video with me from a woman on Facebook named Dina Blizzard. One funny mother. I don't think I've ever seen any of her stuff before. All I know is I'm rewatching the video. She's actually drinking alcohol. It's hilarious. So the scene for this video, which we'll share on our Facebook page at some point, is this mom. She's walking into Target, and she's got her phone in selfie mode. She's recording herself on this rant, right? And she's just talking about parents complaining about having to buy things for back to school, like binders and notebooks and pencils and stuff like that. And because there are some schools where it's like, you know, they need a little bit of extra help with some things. So it's like if each student brings in a box of tissues and there's like 30 kids, right, then they won't need tissues again until a few months later.
Yeah, we do the same thing.
You know. Right. So she's basically going on this rant, basically saying that parents who complain about her are a bunch of bitches, and basically her point is, and it's a sound point, is that these teachers are just generally people who are really knowledgeable, who are willing to take care of your kids, educate your kids for however many hours a day that the kids are there, and then beyond, like at least 10-hour days, and all you have to do is buy these couple of things on this list. That's all you have to do, and make sure that they get there on time. Everything else is pretty well taken care of. So why complain about having to buy tissues when these people are providing such a service.
Exactly.
You know, I like the way she puts it. She's like, she's like, these teachers are getting my kids out of my face for every single day for the next couple of months, whatever, however long it is. And that is amazing. And that alone is worth buying six packs of pencils and a new backpack
and
all that.
I mean, honestly, at least for us, like, it's not a ton of stuff. Like, you know, it's like a bag.
Right.
Like a bag full of school supplies. And it's,
right.
You know, you're just trying to make things easier. And, you know, a lot of times the teachers have to pay for stuff out of pocket, like if they need supplies. So, right. You know, most teachers don't make very much money. So, you know, you're just...
Exactly.
You're helping out with your own kid's education. And if you complain about that, frankly, you're a dick. Like...
And one of the things that goes through my mind is, like, you know, our education system, you know, whether you have some issues with it or not, and there are some issues with it, it's whatever. It's been around for a long ass time, and it's not going away anytime soon. It's a part of our lives, not only as parents but as people. So, you know, can we just go with the flow here? Can we just why is it such an issue for a lot of people? I don't know. Maybe it's just that there's a whole lot of just negative people in general. That's what, these are the same people who complain about having to, you know, give their kids a bath and stuff.
Well,
like,
I mean,
that.
In fairness, giving your kid a bath is a pain in the ass.
It's not a pain in the ass. She sits there for 10 minutes. I scrub her little ass down. I do her hair, which she screams a little bit for. Maybe I'm just lucky. I don't know. Okay, because overall it takes about a half hour, and aside from the screaming, she's generally chill.
Yeah, we just, you know, we put them in together, so they will fight all the time in there because, you know, taking up my space.
Oh, man.
Or, you know, we'll throw them in the shower and they want to play, and, you know, there's a limited amount of...
Stop kicking me.
She's in my spot. I'm like, dude, you're in a tiny square. And then they use all the hot water before they can get rinsed off. And they're like, it's cold. It's like, well, no shit. I told you the water's going to get cold. You should have listened. That just like reminds me, like, the thing I need to remind myself of every day, and I never do it because I just like to, you know, punish myself, is I know all these things, right? Like, I know the water's going to get cold. I know they're going to fight in there. I know things from my life experience. And for whatever reason, I just assume that they should know these things as a 4 and 6 year old. You know, like an asshole.
Yeah, that's a classic mistake, especially with, like, there are a lot of parents out there who tend to make the same mistake when their kid is still a baby. It's like, how do I explain it? So the kid will be sitting there and just start throwing the food. And you're sitting there thinking, wait. There's got to be something wrong with this kid, because why would they be throwing food so much? They just don't know yet. They're still figuring it out.
Exactly.
They're still working it out.
Exactly. One other thing. I know we have a couple of other things we want to touch on with last week. So Monday, first day of school, Maddie's birthday, and the eclipse.
Right.
And I'm like, this is a ridiculous day.
Yeah, and I loved the text message I got from you that morning, which, if I remember correctly, was something to the effect of, since there's an eclipse for my kid's birthday, that means I don't have to get her anything, right? I don't know if I responded right away, but I'm pretty sure the first thought that popped in my head was, well, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. And we had some.
Yeah. Right.
And it sucks. It got cloudy, like, right as it hit, like, the 80% totality or whatever it was here. Like, we took her out. Yeah. Like, we went to a place I would highly recommend for Philly locals, out in King of Prussia, in, like, the new square where they have all the, like, the King of Prussia Town Center, or whatever it's called now, near Wegmans.
Okay.
Duck Donuts. I get...
I like donuts.
Fresh. They make yours to order right then, like, with your toppings or whatever you want. I had, like...
All right.
This maple bacon caramel drizzle one, and I needed to change my shorts. It was that good.
That sounds exciting.
So we did that. Took her to Build-A-Bear, which was a first experience for us.
Okay.
It was...
That's not something that I'm looking forward to.
I mean, I wasn't looking forward to it. I mean, she had fun. Like, you know, she loves the one she got. It was not what I was expecting. I don't know what I thought. Literally had no idea what to expect walking in there.
What was it, like a little stuffed Ted Danson that she picked out or something like that? Like,
no, I mean, it was Jeffrey Dahmer. Was it? Because, you know, that's what we like to do.
Oh, okay. Naturally.
No, it's just like the way the setup was. Like, for whatever reason in my head, it just, to me, Build-A-Bear always seemed like this really, like, small, little, I don't know, like a mom and pop thing. Where it's like they come to you and you just, like, put, like, buttons on a bear or, you know, a scarf on a bear. I didn't know, like, you literally pick anything you want that they have in there. They stuff it for you. They put a heart with a heartbeat in there. They can put a scent inside. They have the kid, like, wash it with air.
Yeah, and they can put in, like, a music player in there and stuff like that.
And then you pick out the outfit. They gave it a birth certificate. Like, I knew none of that. So I was like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a pretty deep thing. It's almost as bad as doing a create a character on WWE.
Yeah, I mean, it's more expensive than that.
That too, yeah.
But, you know, she loved it. We did that. We took her to lunch, came back in time for the eclipse. So she got to, like, check that out. I thought I looked at the eclipse without glasses. Like, I looked at the sun on the ride home. And I'm like, I'm kind of seeing a spot out of my left eye. And Sarah's like, that's how it happens. That's my bad then. It was nice knowing you.
Yeah. Did you see did you see about that rapper, Joey Badass? So he sent this tweet the morning of the eclipse, two tweets or something like that. And it was to the effect of, I don't really think you need the glasses to look at the eclipse if you're only looking for a few seconds. And that was the first tweet. And then the second tweet was like, you know, eclipses have been going on for thousands of years. Pretty sure, you know, our ancestors didn't have glasses and they turned out fine. That's where they, right? So it's like 3 hours after the eclipse, then this tweet got sent out and this statement was issued by his management that due to unforeseen circumstances, the next three dates of his tour are canceled. And it just came out yesterday that he now has to wear protective eyewear when he's performing a show, whether it's indoor or outdoor. Idiot. Yeah. Let this be an example to all of you. And also, can we just say, instead of his name being Joey Badass, can we just call him Joey Dumbass? At least for the next month, while he's still suffering.
Yeah,
this
we can do that. So we can get off of me. I know you guys just had a trip that you came back from.
Oh yes, we
not
did.
Acid.
And. Well, yeah, no, not an acid trip. I mean, maybe someday when, like, I'm in my 60s and Emma's, you know, in her early 20s and we can just sit back and drop acid and, you know, be that family. It was our first long trip in a car with Emma. Overall, it was 14 hours of travel. And, I mean, the wedding was great. Being there for 2 days down in Arlington and then in D.C. a little bit, the hotel was good. I mean, it wasn't bad. There was nothing really bad about it. The hotel was good. The food was amazing. The company was amazing. You know, getting to see a lot of family members that I haven't seen in a long time and introduce them to Emma. And my cousin, her husband is from France. So we got to meet all of his French friends and family nice. Members that came out. That sort of thing. That was really cool. Shout out, Romain. What's up, buddy? Anyway.
No, probably
he's not going to listen to this.
We're big in France, though.
Are we big in France? I didn't even see. What, is that our demographic
I have
now?
Seen, based on our analytics, that we're big in France.
Je suis la Genvie. Do you remember Muzzy? Nothing. I think it's... This is our age difference showing right now. That's what
Continue.
It is. But anywho. So we decided to take an alternate route, not take 95 down. Because, you know, we don't want to pay tolls. I didn't really feel like going through Baltimore, that sort of thing. Because by the time we were going to get to, like, the Baltimore area, it was going to be not peak rush hour, but rush hour was going to be okay. starting. And I didn't really want to sit through that bullshit. I'd rather just take, you know, a longer route that would ultimately be the same amount of time as if we generally hit traffic, right?
Makes sense.
So we took this route that my dad knows because he used to be a truck driver. And it's basically, I think it's Route 30. Yeah, it's Route 30 out to Route 15 in Gettysburg. And then 15 takes you straight down south, and then 270, and then I think it's like 4 or something, drops you off in Arlington. So it's basically head over to Gettysburg,
oh,
and then
wow,
it's
you guys
straight
went...
shot down. Not complicated.
So you just straight up avoided going down through DC and 95.
Right, yeah. So here's the thing. I have taken that trip before with my dad. And my dad has taken that trip before a bunch of times. And conservatively, we could get to Arlington in like 4 hours, maybe 4.5, right? It'd be, you know, including stops, basically. Right before Gettysburg, we hit a huge thunderstorm. And as we were going through Gettysburg, it was basically deadlocked traffic. You couldn't see 10 feet in front of your face. And that lasted a while. And then we got to the other side of Gettysburg and it started raining again. And then it stopped raining. And then halfway down between Gettysburg and Arlington, for some reason, there was just this like nasty traffic going on. So it ended up taking us about Jeez. 7 hours. And we stopped a couple of times. I think we stopped like 4 or 5 times, mostly for potty break. And then once for, we stopped at a KFC in Gettysburg just to grab something to eat. So yeah, it was 7 hours to get down there. And, Emma did all right. She did all right with that first leg of the journey. She slept for a chunk of it and otherwise, you know, it was just every once in a while, you know, I have to go potty, and then we'd take the time to walk around a little bit so her you know, back wouldn't hurt and that sort of thing. So that was pretty good. The drive back up, I don't think we'll ever take again. Now, I love Apple.
Yeah.
And I love Apple Maps. But we got, we got most of the way through Maryland, and we're almost to the Pennsylvania border, and it puts us on this, that there was a detour or something like that, right as we crossed into Pennsylvania. And at that point, I wasn't 100% sure where in Pennsylvania we were. Like, I knew we were between Gettysburg and Westchester Naturally. Somewhere, right? I know, so... So then the Siri thing pops up, and it says, save... I think it was like 30 minutes. It's like, save 30 minutes by taking Route 100 north. I'm like, oh, we must be closer to Westchester than I thought. So I hit okay, and it took us through the longest stretch of backwards, backcountry, ridiculous roads through all these farms, and at some point the roads were fucking gravel and shit, and we just went through all of this, as much farmland as there could possibly be, between wherever the hell we were and Westchester. And it was like every single turn that we made, it just felt like we were getting deeper and deeper into a place we could not then return from. On 100. It was just craziness. Not on 100, no. Instead. This was the route between where were to get to 100. Yeah. So it's like, I can't even tell you. It was nice in that we weren't just on a highway staring into nothingness in the back of cars. Like, we saw some beautiful farmland with some amazing houses and stuff like that, a bunch of really cool little towns, you know, with architecture from the 30s and stuff like that. Really neat. And I didn't get sleepy at all, because instead of just driving in a straight line and then kind of turn and drive in a straight line again, it was turn, 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 cruise a little bit, turn, 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 you know, that sort of thing. So it was, in my mind, right, it was a better drive, but not one that I would want to take with a 4-year-old in the back seat. And my wife was feeling really, really lost at certain points, where it was almost like, you know, yeah, Donner no, Party I, type stuff.
I get that. I mean, even like our trips down to the beach, which are 2.5 hours with the two of them, can be a pain. I mean, I drove to Hershey Park yesterday, just me and the girls driving up, because Sarah was already up with her friends that we were meeting there. And I mean, it was like 1.5 hours, right about that. And I mean, you know, it's just with me and two kids, and you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And literally every 5 minutes, I'm like, I just told you.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at the clock. When it says 11, we'll probably be there.
Yeah, that was something that Emma started doing a little bit through the first leg of our journey, which was, you know, we had been telling her for a couple of days, like, hey, we're going on a trip. We're going to D.C. or we're going to Arlington, we'd say. And so she'd say Arlington in her cute little voice. And it was like every like 5-10 minutes, she'd be like, are we in Arlington? No, baby, we're not there yet. So it was like, you know, a weird psychological way to not say the words, yeah, are we there yet? But that's what she was
like
saying.
The worst. And I'm like, you're not allowed to say, are we there yet? And she's like, fine. Will we be there soon? I was like, go!
Ha, ha,
like,
ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I was like, you damn troll.
Just like you, ha, ha.
I think it was 2 nights ago, maybe Thursday. Is it Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday at like 2 a.m. We're asleep. And Maddie comes bounding into our bed. Like, just jumps right on the top of us. And Sarah's like, whoa.
All right.
He jumped in here like a cat, and Maddie looks us both in the eyes, like, real quick. Meow. I could not stop.
Nice.
And I'm like, it was like just like that. An immediate meow. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, that's probably the funniest thing you've done. Because, like, if you wake me up at 2, I'm not going to be in the mood to, you know, make a joke. Get the fuck away from me.
Right. Oh my goodness. So yeah, so overall the trip was good. We had a lot of fun. She so I drank a lot. It was an open bar and that sort of thing. And we'll wrap up with this bit real quick. It was a Jewish wedding. And I'm pretty sure the dancing ceremony with the chairs and stuff like that is called the Torah.
I think
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. but it kind of starts out of nowhere. Like, everybody's dancing, you know, doing the general dance thing. The bride and groom already had their first dance and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts doing the hold hands and dance around in a circle thing, which is cool. I'm having fun, right? I'm in there, you know. Emma's with Carissa. They're eating a bit. And then the chairs come out. And two of the guys who are groomsmen start lifting the chair with the groom on it up into the air. And I'm watching this process, and I notice that none of them are lifting from the front of the chair. They're all lifting from the back. So every time they lift, the groom starts to slide forward and fall forward, and he's, like, trying to lean back and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm a little tipsy. I'm in the moment. So I run out, and I grab the front of the chair. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, we're doing the chairlift thing, and I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. God, my arms really hurt already. Oh, God. And it was, you know, that was a lot of fun. But I think probably the best part of that whole process was after it was done, we set the chairs down, we all had a big hug, and I'm about to exit the circle of people all swirling around us so that I can go back to my wife and child, and I step, you know, there's one inside circle and there's one outside circle. I step through the inside circle, and all of a sudden, I see this random old lady going around in the secondary circle with my daughter. And they just kind of just skeet past me. I'm like, where'd my kid go? Where's my kid going? Who is this person? Like, I know that it's all our family and we're all there to have fun and stuff like that. And she looked like she was having fun and everybody was safe and all that jazz. But there was just that moment of confusion of, why is my kid right there with that random person? You know? And I look over at Carissa, and she's doing the head thing, you know?
Looking.
That scanning the crowd head thing, like, trying to find her, you know? But man, Emma, like, took off a couple of times, and she was probably dancing nonstop for about 4 hours. It was crazy.
That's the fun part when they get to be this age for weddings, is when, you know, they can just sit at the table with you and eat, and then when there's other kids at the wedding, or even if there's not, and they just run around on the dance floor and just have a ball. I mean, I still prefer to go without them because then I don't have to be responsible.
you get to be a little more loose,
and you need that every now and then. But, you know, it's still fun to bring them, even though you have to, you know, be more restrained. But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can still be.
They're all screaming. I think they're partying. They're fine.
All right. Yeah. Well, you've got screaming kids, and I've got a sinus headache.
That works.
So let's wrap it up for this week.
Don't forget.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PBDadcast and PopinBottlesDadcast.com.
Absolutely. And we're going to listen back to this and see how Zencaster turned out, and maybe we'll keep doing it. I think my microphone might be a little lower than yours, so I might have to tweak it a little bit the next time we do it, but in any case,
we will.
We'll see how it goes. Everybody have a good week. If you're just starting your first week of school or you've already started it, I hope you're having a good time with that so far.
Good
hope
luck.
Things are going smoothly.
Yeah. Have a great week.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.